lots going on in Washington for a Monday in August. Mm-hmm. President Obama unveiling new rules for power plant emissions. They're being called the biggest step that any single president has made to curb carbon pollution.
Also, abortion rights supporters and foes are lining up in the Senate, ready to vote later today on a measure to cut federal funding to Planned Parenthood in response to those secretly recorded videos that surfaced showing employees talking about providing fetal parts for research. Now, this has become a hot issue in the presidential campaign. Here's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who filed the bill on CNN yesterday.
I think most Americans don't want their tax dollars going to this. So I think when something is so morally repugnant to so many people, why should tax dollars go to this? We have 9,000 community health centers that do everything that Planned Parenthood does, but they don't get into abortion. So it'd be much less emotional for everyone if we just funded community health centers and didn't fund Planned Parenthood.
This measure is not expected to pass, but it's part of a larger battle over abortion. Jennifer Ludden of NPR's National Desk has been covering all of this. And Jennifer, start with where this is going, because as we just said, this bill is not expected to pass. So is today's vote the end of this debate?
For sure not, I would say. You know, some are threatening to veto a spending bill later this year over this, you know, with putting out the prospect of another government shutdown. As we just heard, big issue for the Republican presidential candidates. You know, 5 years ago, Congress also tried to defund Planned Parenthood. So it's not like this is a new issue.
Right.
It's just a new opportunity to push for it.
Well, and start with what's true. The critics say that Planned Parenthood was making money off these sales, and that's illegal. Planned Parenthood said the tapes were edited, that what they do is legal and life-saving. We're hearing from researchers who use the tissue. And there was once bipartisan support for this research.
Right. Once again, an old issue comes back. We've had a series of bipartisan commissions in the U.S. since the 1970s research this, because a lot of people do, you know, have concerns, find it very disturbing what happens, you know, with after a fetus is aborted. And so people have looked into this. And every time when they weigh the ethical concerns, they have decided that the benefit to society outweighs that. We've had, you know, vaccines starting with polio derived from fetal parts research. And there's a lot of research going on today on all kinds of medical issues. You know, Planned Parenthood itself has said, well, let's have another commission and let's look at this.
Right. Well, and we just heard Senator Paul say or ask, why should tax dollars go to this? Do they? You know, first of all, Planned Parenthood says only a fraction of its work involves abortions. We've heard perhaps as low as 3%. And isn't federal money for abortions banned?
Right. And let me just hit two things. So on both issues, the National Institutes of Health spends about $76 million a year for fetal tissue research. Then the other issue that Rand Paul was talking about on abortion, that is already banned. There's a ban on spending federal money on abortion already. So what supporters say is, well, you know, we cut off money to Planned Parenthood. They're going to shrink their budget. They logically would do fewer abortions. Planned Parenthood says, no, if you cut our funding, that money is going to come from all our other services, the bulk of what we provide, which includes, you know, screening for cancer, tests and screening for sexually transmitted diseases, and birth control, you know, which they say, ironically, if you cut money for that, in the end, you're going to end up having to need more women will need abortions.
Yeah. Well, Congress isn't the only entity looking to cut funding for Planned Parenthood. States already have. Remind us what's happened there.
Right. Starting in 2011, the last time this came up in Congress, we've had a handful of states actually defund Planned Parenthood in their states. And now we're just starting to get a lot of studies coming out looking at that. A lot of the focus has been on Texas. It's so big. A study out in May found that, only about half the number of women are being served at family planning clinics since, you know, from before the cuts, and that about a quarter of all family planning clinics in Texas have closed since the state cut funding for Planned Parenthood. And the idea that, you know, Rand Paul says there's all these other clinics that can take these women, it's not so easy, according to reproductive rights groups. A lot of Planned Parenthood clinics particularly are in very rural areas. In some places, They say that the only clinic serving that area ends up shut down. And also a lot of the patients we're talking about have very low income, and the money comes through Medicaid. You know, some doctors don't want to accept those patients, and the states had to work hard to convince more of them to do so, to keep up the services.
Yeah. Jennifer London of NPR's National Desk, who's been following the debate. There's going to be a vote today in the Senate. Jennifer London, thank you so much.
Thank you.